USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is a clear and present danger to our economy. So said Senator Joe Manchin, and he was asked if President Biden was right to say the latest figures were outdated.
I would hope that he was right and that we wouldn't be, but that's the same people that might have given him information saying it was transitory.
The West Virginia Democrat is key to passing anything in the evenly divided Senate. He said the latest Consumer Price Index report is cause for serious concern. The CPI jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended in June. The White House is calling on Russia to release forcefully deported Ukrainians. The Biden administration's accusations count as war crimes, according to a statement from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Ukrainian and Russian officials are holding talks mediated by Turkey to discuss ways Ukraine can export its grain to the global market and address a growing global hunger problem. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres remains hopeful the talks will continue to a point of agreement.
The progress was extremely encouraging. We hope that now the delegations are coming back to their capitals, and we hope that the next steps will allow us to come to a formal agreement.
Big rigs are clogging up Southern California freeways over a state law that limits the use of independent contractors. The Supreme Court recently decided not to take up a trucking industry appeal to a state law that limits the use of independent workers and gig workers. Truckers in the region are deliberately slowing down traffic in protest. They favor more freedom to work as independent truckers. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm, created by pest control professionals. Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Or for really hard-to-kill bugs, try our new beetle and box elder bug killer. Maggie's Farm, lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Look for Maggie's Farm at Walmart, Menards, or at maggiesfarmproducts.com.
The leak of a video showing the inside of a Texas school where 19 students were murdered shows what police did and didn't do. The video shows the gunman crashing his vehicle, shooting at people, then entering the elementary school, and you can hear shots being fired. It took police more than 1 hour to storm the classroom where he was hiding. As far as what should have been done different, Andy Brichard is a former NYPD detective.
What we do is what we train as we never give up real estate. It appeared to me that one of the officers potentially got injured. It seemed that unknown injuries that what he might have received, but we need to press the fight. If you're involved in a fist fight, if somebody punches you, you're not going to turn around and run away. You're going to go back and you want to punch them back. You know, now we're dealing with, and knowing that we're at an elementary school where there's children involved, or where there's young victims potentially involved, even more expected.
Amber Heard's claim about a fraudulent juror in her defamation trial with ex-husband Johnny Depp is being denied by a judge. Heard's lawyers filed documents claiming one of the jurors took the summons for the trial for his father and that they share the same name. Heard also tried to argue the $10 million in damages awarded to Depp in the trial was excessive, which the judge denied as well. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.